أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا زحفا فلا تولوهم الأدبار. ومن يولهم يومئذ دبره إلا متحرفا لقتال أو متحيزا إلى فئة فقد باء بغضب من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 15 and 16 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerated some favors of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala hum ajma'in. And then in ayah number 17, Allah will continue to enlist those favors. But in between, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one rule, one law with regards to jihad fi sabilillah. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O those who believe, Idha laqeetumul ladhina kafaru zahfa, when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, فَلَا تُوَلُّوهُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, then do not turn your backs to them. In other words, do not retreat, do not renegade from the battlefield, do not flee the battlefield. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat makes two exceptions. وَمَنْ يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ, that whoever turns his back, whoever flees from the battlefield, of course the one exception is إِلَّا مُتَحَذِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ, except that person who is mutahadhif, who is trying to alter the strategy with regards to the battle. In other words, the retreat is a very falsified, a very fabricated retreat. Like for example, when they want to ambush the enemy, then a group of people from the battle will seem as though that they are retreating, then the enemies begin to follow them, and in this way an ambush is caused, or like that other tactical decisions that the Amir will make at that particular time. So because it is to alter the face of the battlefield, there is a tactical diligence that is being applied with regards to the battle in itself, then that will be acceptable, and not only acceptable, not only excuse, but that will be good insofar as the battle is concerned. O mutahayyizan ila fi'atin, or the second is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the second exception, is that a person turns away seeking assistance from another contingent, another part of the army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this also an exception, that it happens sometimes that we're fighting the enemy, then we realize we require reinforcements, but not to call the reinforcements ahead forward, but to move backwards so that you will be stronger at a different position. But that is also a tactical difference, diligence that a person is carrying out. So these two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the exception. Otherwise, the ayats coming forward in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the very clear rule that if the enemies are more than double that of the Muslim army, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made that the exception. But if they are less than double, then there will be no exception whatsoever. The rule will be that the mujahideen will have to face the enemy and continue fighting for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The amazing thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this exception over here, and when we look very clearly insofar as the Battle of Badr was concerned, 313 Sahaba, 1,000 the Quraysh of Makkah, and they were far outnumbered insofar as the numbers of the Quraysh in correspondence with the Muslims were concerned. They were more than three times, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses here for us to think about the exceptions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was going to make, but how firm Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he speaks about mubiqat, he speaks about those destructive sins, those major sins. One of those major sins is a person who retreats from the battlefield, who flees from the battlefield. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes back to that, and Allah says, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Then he has returned with the ghadab, he has returned with the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ. And in the akhirah, his abode will be the fire of Jahannam. Obviously, this is not kufr. This is a major sin. So if that individual or those individuals make tawbah, they seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his forgiveness, then obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive them. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, that the fire of Jahannam is an evil abode for those individuals. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the tactics that can be used, strategies that are required insofar as the battle is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.